Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, hot dog-shaped burgers, spilled eggs, and Josh losing it. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger. We were immediately suspicious.
From the minute I walked in, everyone kept staring at me and making me feel like a criminal. Then the bank manager came over and grumbled, "How have you never heard of our bank?" I said, "I don't know. Search me."
We searched him, repeatedly and vigorously. Then we interrogated him about his intentions for entering our facility.
I told the manager that I had no money and needed a loan, so I wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like an airline passenger could do for me.
The man claimed he had no money. Mm-hmm. We stuck our hands down his pants to make sure.
They asked me a couple of questions.
We asked the man, "Hey, is this a stick of dynamite in your underwear? And does it tickle when we touch you right here?"
Well, to make a long story short, they gave me the loan.
Really?
We gave the man some money, but we both felt dirty and used afterwards.
They handed me some cash and told me to keep moving. Uh-huh. I left so fast, I almost forgot my shoes on the scanner. Thanks, First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Look for branches and strip malls across the metropolitan area. Bring all of your personal information in, then let us expose everything and take a long, hard look at what you've got. The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. You can feel safe by putting your assets in our hands.
The First Bank that treats you like an airline passenger. Member FDIC TSA. Get your hands up ASAP.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hello, and real quick, thank you to everybody on social media and online for the happy birthday wishes. They really meant a lot. I didn't see any of them. I was told about them.
Well, they're all on my Twitter if you'd like to go through it.
There's Jess Hooker. She's here today.
Hi.
She brought in the air-cooked pasta. I think the key to the air-cooked pasta is the right dips, and we had the right dips to do it.
The key to that, Jess, is to throw away the air-cooked pasta and take your delicious sauce and put it on real spaghetti.
That is, maybe we could do, no, what are we doing next week?
What are we doing next week?
He said, there's Ace Cosby. Hi, Willie.
Hey,
I'm Chick. Go ahead.
Let me walk you through this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, wait till you hear where this is going.
The reason I have to walk you through this is because Ace couldn't figure this out, had some dumb thing about turning it into spaghetti. Okay, so you've...
No. Tell it correctly.
You've got
you're making hamburgers.
I'm making hamburgers.
On your stove.
On my stove?
That is not the scenario.
You never said you were grilling them.
We always grill our hamburgers. We don't make them on the stove.
As an impartial party, may I? You're making hamburgers, but you don't have any hamburger buns.
Okay.
So you straighten out the burger while you cook it, so it's hot dog shaped, and then you make a hamburger, but in a hot dog bun. And then Ace contended that instead of making a hamburger in a hot dog bun, you should...
make spaghetti.
Which is a whole different thing.
Right. If you have pasta and you want spaghetti and not burgers.
Right. Even if you tell that story correctly,
Your Honor,
the logic is still lacking.
Your Honor, my client is an idiot.
Well, he's outside. I'm on my stovetop.
Oh, here's the thing that Tom wants, that we all want to see Tom eat, is a hamburger shaped like a turd.
No, that's what this is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
This is a real thing that happens.
Okay.
Have you ever had to use regular bread?
Sure.
For hamburger buns?
Yeah, we call them Friscos. Yeah.
But if you have kids, they won't eat them.
No, your kids won't.
Your kids.
Mine won't either.
Yeah, you toast them. They're amazing.
Because I've seen how you parent.
Yeah. Well, you don't eat it? You don't eat anything. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to eat this? How about next box?
Oh, you don't want to eat this? Well, we'll go to the other Red Lobster, see what they want to do.
That is all true.
I'm just saying, there are times when you...
Yes.
It's all about being able to MacGyver your dinner.
Call an audible, yep.
And you call an audible, and have you ever had to do this where you take, you have to make the hamburger shaped like a, kind of like a hot dog, and you cook them? And
no.
Ace's dumb idea is you take pasta, you go out to the grill, and it's going to fall between the
I'm not
slots.
Grilling, I'm cooking on my stove.
Do you have a grill, Ace?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Ace, if I may, there was a moment, everybody was out of the studio, and I was sitting in here by myself, and Ace, this has really bothered him. Because he came in, he was kind of talking to himself, and he just goes, who cooks hamburgers when you don't have buns?
That's fair. Yeah.
To which I said, there's a chance Tom thought he bought hamburger buns, but bought hot dog buns.
That's probably true.
I guarantee that was it. It was some sort of 4th of July display. Right. Everything out. He grabbed the wrong one.
Yeah.
And if you ever once had to go get frozen, you've got, I've got some frozen buns in the freezer.
Ugh.
They never cut it.
No.
I'm sorry. Never.
Yeah, I don't freeze any of my...
I don't freeze them either, no. Yeah,
so do we get to take a picture of you eating a hamburger that looks like a turd or not?
Is that what you want? Well, sure, is that what I need to cook?
I think we
do. Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing.
It's analogous to me to the...
Burger dogs? Is that what we're calling them? Burger dogs?
Yeah. Remember when Heinz came out with the green ketchup?
Yes.
And if you tried to eat it, there was... Even though if you were blindfolded, it wouldn't matter.
Or if
you were blind.
Yes. Some people are blind without the fold.
You know, that's what Seinfeld always said. The worst part about being blind is not knowing if there's bugs in your food.
Oh, geez,
why don't they call it deaf-folded if you close your ears? Mm. Deaf-folded?
Okay, back to the
hang
burger
on a second.
Dog.
Could yeah. we? Could you please? Could you give me the music so that I could do the show? What were you thinking?
The look that Tom gave
go
me.
Go right ahead, Tom.
He was
welcome to the new show. What were you thinking?
It's not the end.
Trying to do a little comedy. I'll tell you what. You know what I hope you were thinking? I hope you were thinking. Sure, we have a lot of very fine blind listeners.
I've
spoken to them many times, but for not a lot of deaf listeners. And that's the only good thing about that,
and I think,
that because we can't get too many complaints because they're not going to say I was listening to your show but I can't hear.
There's nothing that like blindfold is a word.
Right.
But there's not a comparable for
deaffold
or like earplugs, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying we should call
no matter how far we get on this road. Yeah. No humor.
Still nothing.
Well, I think we'll eventually strike something.
as we once sang
there's nothing funny down that road.
Mike Mark is in here. Hey, Mike, you hear? I said, how come there's blindfold, but there's not deaffold? Like when you... thank you! There's a man that knows comedy.
Also, when we make the hot dog-shaped hamburgers for Tom, you could bring in some of the...
burger dog?
Potato salad?
No, the 50-50 burgers that you make.
You can make those like that.
What are those?
50-50 burgers are just, you take a pound of... thick-cut bacon, you put it in the food processor and grind it up in the same texture that you would get ground beef, and then you take a pound of ground beef and you put
it
together.
So it's half bacon?
Half bacon, half ground beef.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Those sound good.
We also make, at our house, we make meat turtles. Have you guys ever done this?
With a D? Wow. Turtles with a D?
Yeah, they're a little smaller.
So you have a hot dog, and then you make the hamburger patty around it, okay? So the hot dog's right down the middle. And
wait a minute. Do you cook the hot dog first?
No, you don't have to.
So it's a raw hot dog wrapped in cold...
Ground beef. Yes.
Well, the cooking is coming up, I would imagine.
Yeah, you're not going to eat that raw.
Yeah, and then you snip the ends so that it looks like little legs, and then you wrap it in bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And you cook it, and that's called a meat turtle.
God, you go to a lot of trouble for your kids. God. I would never do that.
In a couple weeks, could we do one of those, too?
I'll do meat turtles,
Have you ever done the hot dog octopuses and the mac and cheese?
Yes, that's a lot of fun, too.
You cut off the end of the hot dog, and then it has a little round end, and then you cut little 8 tentacles in there.
Oh, guys.
That's fun.
It's fun.
That's really fun.
My kids got shortchanged.
Yeah. You guys are all fat.
As you drink a milkshake.
The only thing fancy I ever did was cut them in triangles. That was it.
So somebody write this down. It's going to be meat turtles, hot dog-shaped hamburgers that look like turds.
This all sounds cool.
Good.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We have to squeeze some news in here, Christy. This is important. The FCC requires us to be public servants.
Yeah, they do. It's a new thing. Yes.
Failing miserably.
And this qualifies. Huh? Okay.
Drivers in Dallas, Texas encountered heavy delays during their morning commute.
What happened during it?
Thank you for asking.
That's what they get being cowboy fans. But go ahead.
A crashed truck spilled 35,000 pounds of eggs onto a freeway.
You're yoking.
Hear that?
Ooh, wow.
I can't.
Jess, I can't. I can't from Jess.
ADFW reports the big rig hauling a trailer full of eggs had crashed through a guardrail, hit a bridge support on I-30. The impact caused the trailer to rip apart, spill its load onto the roadway. No injuries.
Cars scrambled everywhere.
Oh, of course, it caused major...
I feel like there's a lot of these.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a couple more.
Oh, no, because yeah. we're running out of time. So fortunately,
the clock... Well, if I was overly easy for you to read.
Yeah. A couple of my buddies were in this.
Yeah.
One of them, my friend Dennis, was driving, and my buddy Sonny was in the passenger seat, and that car ended up sunny side up.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't have to step on my punchline.
I wasn't stepping on it.
I don't know, man.
I was Beastie Boysing it.
Thought we were comedy buddies.
I thought we'd come in at the end together.
Wow.
Beastie Boysing.
Eggs everywhere. Well, have the police found out who did it?
No.
Didn't take him long to crack the case.
Well, I mean, that wasn't...
What are you going to do when he's having so much fun?
I know. I'm really happy.
They know who did it. It was a driver. Never mind. It's not like it was an investigation.
Were the other drivers poaching the eggs, taking them home?
Josh, I'm going to let him go.
I'm going to let him go, said the police.
Was that an Italian officer?
I'm going to let him go.
I'm going to let him go. Get the shell out of here. We can all do it.
By the way, your marinara... Delicious. I'd love to have you give me that recipe.
Sure.
Charge them.
The point is, once again, I'll walk you through this slowly. You've got the grill going outside. Okay, everybody's over at the house ready to have some burgers, and you realize you don't have any buns.
Is not at his grill. He's at his stove.
In my kitchen.
There. That was
in your honor tonight, Tom. I've got some ground turkey at home. I'm having turkey burgers tonight. I do have buns.
You're cooking them inside?
Yes.
What country are you from? In America, when it's weather like this, we cook the burgers outside.
Do you have a griddle in your kitchen?
No.
Oh, well.
I use charcoal and wood chips.
Outside.
Okay. Well, they have those at the store.
Yeah. Charcoal inside often leads to death by carbon monoxide.
It's a production.
Oxygen.
Gotcha.
The point being here, you have to MacGyver stuff. So you take instead of taking the hot dog buns and cutting them into two squares.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's not elegant. Hot dog sliders is actually a pretty good idea.
That's terrible.
All you have to do is slice them this way and then open them up.
You could do that. You could splay out the hot dog bun, slice it in half, going perpendicular to the original cut.
Right.
And then you've got...
What about...
But that's not elegant. I prefer making the...
Not elegant.
The other way you can do it is make the burgers themselves shaped like hot dogs.
What about hot dogs on a hamburger bun?
No.
You slice those.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. Shut up!
Now we're talking here. I totally agree with you, Chick. They don't taste right. They don't taste right. I don't know if it's psychological. We need to get. Is there such a thing as a food psychologist?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
She's right here.
I think when you take hot dogs and put them on a hamburger bun, and that doesn't work.
Wait, is a food psychologist someone that knows about food, or you feel bad and they just give you food?
No, they explain why two things that are the same taste different.
No, the psychology of food, I think, is what he means.
I want to go on record. I asked everyone to shut up, and everyone didn't.
I got this from my friend Steve. In the mid-80s, there was a restaurant called Burger Dog. It was hamburgers shaped like hot dogs. They closed within a year.
Yeah.
Now, there may be a successful one somewhere else. I'm sure it sounds like a great idea.
Oh, come on down to Burger Dog.
A lot of gas stations will do stuff like that. The Burger Dog.
The Vornado or something? Isn't
yes,
that,
there is something like that. Yeah.
They put it in the hot dog roller and they cook
it. Right. It's a burger, essentially.
And, one of my favorite fast food items that sadly is gone now was the McDonald's Snack Wrap Big Mac version.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
And it was, yeah, like a burger.
You're absolutely right.
Cut in half, and they put it in a little wrap with some lettuce and some mac sauce.
And that, yep.
No. Shredded cheese.
What did I just say about wrapping meat in lettuce? What did I say?
No, this was in a tortilla.
It was in a tortilla.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault?
Yeah. Now, once again, yesterday, as kind of a distraction, so we wouldn't look that way, Christy mentioned how much she likes having hamburgers instead of a bun, having them in lettuce.
Yeah, romaine.
I think it's tasty, too.
I like it, too.
Yeah. Once again, if I were president, that would be made illegal.
All right. And that Hardee's does a good job with it. That's all I got to say.
Well.
What are you going to do?
Now, we have our animal hunk here, since we're talking about eating them.
You're not going to eat this one. A Florida couple says they spotted a huge alligator in their backyard.
In Florida? Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? In the family-friendly Orange Woods Estates neighborhood.
Yeah, this is why. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead. Why?
And it's a family-friendly Orange Woods Estates neighborhood. Every body of water in Florida has a gator in it.
And this was but there's a tiny pond. There's no major lakes near this place.
Mr. Trent Mermelstein told WPLG News,
where we search for gators.
We're just eating breakfast. We saw this big head, looked like a gator, and it just walked by the window.
Has anybody seen the dog?
I thought it was just my imagination. After realizing there was an 8-foot-long gator in the backyard, the Mermelsteins called Davie Police. There isn't a body of water in their backyard, but there is a small pond in front of the neighborhood.
Davie Police.
According to the station, two professional trappers.
It's a Davie and Goliath joke.
From the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, responded to capture the reptile, and it will be taken to an alligator.
Anybody seen the mailman?
I think that my dog joke's a little more accessible. Yeah. I mean, the gator's the gator's much more likely to eat a dog than
a full-grown man.
Yeah, I mean, in Florida, obviously, you don't be surprised to see a gator. It's not like you're having lunch in Harbor Springs, Michigan, and we were at the pier, and a 12-foot gator walked by. Wow,
that would be a shock.
That'd be something. But
so, why did this feel like news to you? Teach us,
because
I want to enjoy my time left here. Okay? However, a week, a month, another year.
Because
whatever it is.
Once one understands the neighborhood is not a place where they typically see alligators, you see.
Especially a family-friendly neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they make that distinction.
Because gators don't like, they will never go to a family-friendly place. God forbid.
This is a small pond. Okay, sorry.
Have you guys ever had gator nuggets?
Yeah.
You know how you cook
them? Sure have.
How?
Crock pot.
I mean, at least we got something.
See now, Josh, that's funny. You cook gator in a crock pot.
Where's the mailman?
Now that is solid gold, baby.
Have we heard from Ace today?
Christy,
what would we hear from Ace about?
Here he is with his joke of the day.
About food all morning. I found the store, and all they sell are donuts and bagels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you call a store that only sells donuts and bagels?
No, what?
Whole Foods.
That's right. You Beastie Boys, start laughing at my stuff, or else I ruin everything.
All right. Well, no. It's not like we don't know what's going on.
I would never have guessed that, I would have really enjoyed that had Josh not ruined it.
He's learning.
Josh, you're not ruining. You're Beastie Boysing. You're helping. Everyone's coming.
I was trying to ruin.
Whole Foods, because it's donuts.
Yeah.
And bagels. Oh. Fine joke.
We learned that in first grade, but
Josh ruined it.
No, you didn't ruin it.
Christy, this is a story that I think we can all enjoy, and it's a sweet story.
Oh, here we go.
It's about, there's no way anyone can ruin this. It's about giraffes.
A newborn giraffe at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park has been outfitted with an orthotic.
Please tell me it's a neck brace.
He's got to be funny, chick, because
their necks is too long.
Giraffe's necks is too long.
Yeah.
What?
The calf, named Mizzutini was born in February with her front limb bending the wrong way.
Mizzutini would be great with some of your sauce on it, Jess. That delicious marinara.
Her front limb?
Yeah, Safari Park staff feared she might die if they did not immediately correct the condition, which could prevent her from nursing and walking around the habitat. So she was outfitted with a custom brace, and after 39 days, the problem was corrected. She can now run along with the other giraffes at the park.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Sweet. Very sweet.
I'll tell you what, me and the family drove, I don't know how far, to get here to see that giraffe. It can only got three legs on it. You try, better trot them out here. I don't see one in a brace. I want to see tripod. Three-legged giraffe.
I also want to see one of those headless monkeys I heard about. I know they're real.
What kind of wild animal park is it?
Where's
the lion bag?
I hear Jeffrey's working here now. He got fired by Toys R Us.
Oh, he sure did. Yeah.
Poor Jeffrey. They say he likes boy giraffes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that right? Let's explore this. Whatever it is.
The hell is this
going to
be?
Is there another story? Ace, can you do a joke?
I'd rather talk about Jeffrey Epstein than talk about that. Oh. That's terrible.
That's who he was named after.
Oh, gosh. In Colorado, they were relieved to announce that reports of a wolf pack sighting turned out to be a group of St. Bernards.
Well, that's just as scary.
Cujo. Cujo was a wolf. Well, Cujo was a St. Bernard.
Well, Mr. Magoo, where did you see the wolf pack?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife received a report as well as a video of a possible wolf sighting. Sheriff's deputies assisted CPW officers in investigating.
Was it a wolf sighting?
Yes.
When the reporters tried to talk to the person who thought the St. Bernards were wolves, they, of course, shoved their microphones in his face.
Oh, no.
He said, get those snakes.
Don't do it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler.
So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.